Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Jennifer Ortiz Correa, and I'm going to be reading Prayer, the Ultimate Lifestyle. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord God, for this space where I hope to touch the lives of each mom reading this devotional today. Lord God, I pray that every mom feels your presence and guidance as they receive each word. Lord God, renew their hearts and help them know you are always present in their lives. As moms, we understand that life can be both challenging and wonderful at the same time. It may seem, feel, or look confusing, but we draw close to you, Lord God. We need you. Lord, you are our Heavenly Father, able to give us supernatural strength to handle many situations and challenges. Thank you, Lord God, for your unconditional, never-ending love. Guide each mom today as she learns how to develop a meaningful and intentional prayer life for herself and her family. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalms 46:5, NIV. States, God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Developing a consistent prayer routine can truly bring warmth and deeper meaning to your daily life. Setting aside time to read God's word and strengthen your prayer practice can be a great support during challenges and uncertain times. Keep in mind, God has a special plan for each of us. As Jeremiah 29:11, NLT, lovingly reminds us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." As a mother of a child with unique abilities, my prayer life brings me comfort and peace. I find that my strength doesn't come from myself, but from the Lord God Himself. Taking that time to connect with my Heavenly Father truly makes a positive difference in my life and how I approach each challenge. God knows I will never be perfect, but strengthened by His grace and love for me, I sincerely desire to live more like Jesus. Take time each day to pray and immerse yourself in His Word. Create a cozy spot to connect with your Heavenly Father. Perhaps at your coffee table or in a quiet corner of your kitchen, like a kitchen nook. By gathering your Bible, devotional, journal, and favorite mug the night before. This small preparation helps you enjoy a heartfelt moment with God over a warm cup of coffee or tea. Remember, He longs for you to draw near, so cherish this special time and consider adding it to your daily schedule. I find great encouragement in John 15:4 NLT. Remain in me and I will remain in you, for a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. If your children wake up early during your special time with God, consider playing a faith-based show like the Daily Devo show to introduce them to God's Word. Other children can begin their prayer routines by reading devotionals suitable for their age. As parents, modeling a prayerful life is very important. When we demonstrate and enjoy an active prayer life, our children are more likely to develop similar habits. They observe us and learn to build meaningful spiritual routines. Integrating prayer into daily life helps create a lasting prayerful lifestyle that can grow and produce wonderful fruit. Remember Psalms 46:5, NIV. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day, which beautifully highlights God's presence and support, especially in the morning. God invites us to spend time with Him at the start of each day. because he knows how much we need him. God loves you and is always with you. Have you thought about how to make a prayer a regular part of your life? What might that look like for you and your family? Praying for you and with you. As I read this devotional about prayer being the ultimate lifestyle, I wanted to share some resources that as a mom I find really helpful. Some of those resources that I use to kind of help set the tone in that space for me to meet with my Heavenly Father is preparing the night before my space where I meet him, which is my kitchen nook. So I take out my devotional, my Bible, my journal, my favorite pen. I get the coffee pot ready and set for the next day with my mug close by, especially some of the things I put into my coffee. I place it out in my little coffee area where I brew my favorite coffee. When I get up in the morning, I get up like around 5:30 a.m. And remember, it's different for everybody. Everybody has a different lifestyle. So you do you and what works best for you. Me, I'm a morning person, so I meet with God in the early mornings. I get up, I start my coffee maker going with my coffee. My mug is ready, creamer, things that I put into my coffee to make it taste so delicious in the mornings. I give God thanks and praise for a delicious cup of warm coffee in the morning. I sit in my favorite chair in my little nook area, and, you know, I just begin to pray to the Lord God, thanking him for that space. I read a devotional, I journal, and then I read my Bible. Whatever that looks like for you, I'm just giving some examples and some ideas, but brainstorm some creative ways on how to develop and create, you know, that prayer lifestyle for yourself and even for your family. What could be helpful too are what we call prayer journals. So there's one in particular that I use that I find really helpful. It's called the Prayer Map for Women, a creative journal. So there are different types of journals that kind of guide your time with Jesus in the morning. So kind of helps you get started. So they have certain questions, certain devotionals and scriptures in the journal that you can read, you know, meditate on the word of God, and then reflect by writing on the next page on how that impacts you. What does that mean to you? Is that a truth? Is that a promise from God? You know, it's just really kind of helps set the tone, and it kind of guides that space. If you're looking for direction, there's no right or wrong way to pray and to meet with God, you know, just talking to him like you would talk to a best friend. So I just kind of wanted to share some of those tools that could be helpful in reference to creating prayer as your ultimate lifestyle. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you once again for this space. Thank you for guiding the words in this devotional about how prayer is the ultimate lifestyle and how to build that consistent prayer life, not only for ourselves as moms, but also to set an example for our families. Prayer is so powerful and provides a space to grow spiritually. I pray that each mom is blessed and encouraged to develop a daily prayer life. Lord God, bless them with creative ideas and a physical space to meet with you. Let each mom know you are for them and want to draw near to them to equip them with supernatural strength for their daily lives. I pray that each mom is reminded that she is seen and loved. Thank you again, dear Lord, for your love, grace, and daily strength. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Blessings from Jennifer Ortiz Correa and the Help Club for Moms team.